Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Is that Kevin Pollock? Is that? Tell you what, you get the car and meet me around back at midnight tonight. Don't be late. I'm serious. Don't fucking text me at 11:58 and say, hey, got stuck on a call, should be there in 10 and 21 minutes. Well, fuck, but I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to newcomer Atul Singh.
Thank you, Kevin.
Atul, not the tool. That joke borrowed from the great comedian from the 70s, A. Whitney Brown. He used to open his act by saying, hello, I'm A. Whitney Brown. Someday I hope to be the Whitney Brown, but I super digress. Atul, not the Atul. Your thoughts on Captain Sandy's replacing chefs this season of Below Deck?
Okay, listen. I think there's cultural components. Kiko is
Kiko! A sweetheart.
All right, sweetheart. So he doesn't know how to make Las Vegas food. I don't know what Las Vegas food is either. All right, I would have Googled it too. I would have Googled everything to make it every single time. And then you're going to bring in this guy who was on his way to see his family, and he's just like, oh, I'll come in, and I'm dating Malia. You know, the thing is, this is a season about Hannah, and that's what we should really always be talking about. That's all this season is a memorial to her. Captain Sandy ebbs and flows with me personally. I'm a Glenn man myself. Captain Lee's fine, but I think there's something there with Kate. I don't know what it is, but I don't like the defense of her all the time. You want to talk about Chief Stews? I'll talk about Chief Stews. But see, I think she's great. I think when she gets involved and when she tries to delegate and really lead her team, she does a great job. Okay, I'll stop there.
I thought Bugsy instantly became the best Chief Stew we've ever seen.
She's fantastic. She's no drama. Fantastic.
She talked to them like, this is what I want you to do, blah, blah, blah.
You know what? You know who I absolutely hate now is Jess. I have no time for Jess.
No time for Jess.
No time for Jess.
Your lady?
Okay, let's go back to reality. But thank you for most of that. Look out, it's Craig Kakowski. Kakao! Favorite book from childhood and why?
I think it's still my favorite book of all time, which is Alice Through the Looking Glass and What She Found There by Lewis Carroll, because it opened my mind to dream logic, and it's still very influential. I think you can tell in my improv style to this day.
And thank you for most of that. Hey, it's James Heaney. Jim, if a doctor told you that if you keep eating hash browns, you'll be dead in 7 months, what would you do?
Well, I just yesterday tried my breakfast for the first time without hash browns. I cut up a potato and roasted it in the oven. I think I'm going to try to start moving over to just potatoes in the morning instead of a hash brown. Wow. So I'm one step ahead of the doctors.
Why any potato?
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, just don't have a potato.
Well,
dude.
One of them comes in a long... it's a box filled with regular sized hash browns, but it's
we
longer.
Know what the difference is. We know what a hash brown and a fucking raw potato are. We know what that is.
Well,
we're saying no potatoes.
Why would I have no potatoes with breakfast? I mean, that's insane.
You have 7 months to live, man.
Only if I have hash browns, right? Did I mishear that?
That's
if
right.
If I no, keep you're right. eating hash you're browns? Right. So I'm going to extend my life with whole raw potatoes, cooked, not raw. You know what? Let's move on.
It's always a party. Hey, there's Chris Alvarado. Chris Mix, for folks who have never heard of it, what is a Costco business center?
So imagine a Costco, which I'm sure a lot of you can. Big, wonderful in its own right. All the things you want and all the places, right? I'm watching Atul. Atul is really, really getting into this. I'm using dream logic here, Craig. And so it's Costco's are great. Can be crowded, you know, can be a little stuffy at times. A Costco business center streamlines your Costco experience, okay? The things you want, they still got them. Crowds ain't there. Also, a lot of people don't know that they even exist, which I guess is why the crowds aren't there. But boy, and I told Kevin this, the first time I walked into a Costco business center, I spun around with my arms wide open in the aisles. I couldn't believe I was there.
Like Sound of Music.
Like Sound of Music. Thank you.
Yeah.
They won't even let me inside a Costco.
They won't.
They say, members only.
And you're usually shirtless.
I've tried with costumes. I've tried with the finger mustache. Yeah, no mustache. But you have a mustache. They won't let me in. You have a
mustache. I think it's... Well, the... I think it's $25. I think it's $25.
It looks like I don't annual, have a mustache.
James, I think
all
the annual
I know
fee.
Is my Costco ran out of potatoes, so that might be that might be on you.
No, I'm not going.
I think the annual fee is $25, which is $2 a month. Yeah,
is that true?
It's a separate whole entity.
Is that true? Never looked it up.
Never once.
I do want to say I do 90% of my shopping at Costco.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
What's the other 10? Yeah.
There's a way to cut out all the
Ralph's,
nonsense.
Trader Joe's.
Is it going to, if I shop mostly at Smart and Final, is it going to make a difference in my life?
Yeah.
Dude, oh, yes.
Get that fucking Smart and Final bullshit out of here, dude. Damn, James.
You just went from the minors in Nepal to the majors. All right. Last but too much pumpkin pie for you, if you think I'm lazy, it's Joey Greer, Liger King. Why do the Japanese businessmen laugh whenever you're near?
We got funny shit to say, man. We click. We vibe, man. It's
they get you.
Yes, I get that. It's just we're fun like that, man. And honestly, I want to just pivot for a second. And I know for a fact Costco execs listen to this podcast.
Right.
Throw us a sponsor, my man. You know what I mean? Get James a membership at least. Please.
What is your problem?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I also know that Big Potato is a big listener. And so if they want to throw
if the governor of Idaho is listening, hook this man up.
Oh, please let there be a biz called Big Potato. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listener emails or our Patreon VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content, for example, video of what we're saying right now. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please do. Write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at
alchemythis.
Scene one comes from Patreon Alchemaniac. Look out! Dougie, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemist. Obviously, I love the show because I pay $250 every month for exclusive content. I'd say I'm the fourth biggest fan, behind only Crispy AI, Swant Rizzle, and Chris Mom 1.
That's my mama tool.
Wow, it's some inside shit. I wanted to get more. Oh my.
Lone Star.
Oh my. Back to the email. I wanted to get more familiar with Kevin's work, so I Googled Kevin Pollak best movie. I'm so excited to watch Error 404. Here's my absolute fourth scene suggestion. Willy Wonka's Break Room. Signed, Dougie.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe we're going to Willy Wonka's. We're going to go to Willy Wonka. This is crazy.
Cheryl,
oh
Cheryl,
God.
Cheryl. I'll tell him. Danny, we're not going to Willy Wonka's.
What? If you don't tell him, I'm going to tell him.
Okay. Okay.
Willy Somebody tell
Wonka,
him.
Willy Wonka, Willy Wonka.
Somebody tell him, seriously. He's too fucking happy.
Yeah, actually.
When we go, I'm going to make sure to buy all the candy, and then I'll feed the whole family, and then we won't have to live in this 6-story house anymore.
I can't do it. Yeah.
Really?
We're going to go see Willy Wonka soon.
Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka, Willy Wonka, Willy Wonka, Willy Wonka, Willy Wonka, Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka.
This is your job. This is the job. You want to be a chaperone? This is what you signed on that contract.
You just cut in. You got to see sadness in his eyes. Yes, it'll be gone in a couple of seconds. He's a child.
Thank you, Joey.
You bet.
Hey, buddy.
Willy Wonka, yeah?
Put down that sandwich. Look at me for a second.
I'm not going to eat anything until I get to Willy Wonka's, and then I'm going to eat all the candy.
Okay. Put your hand on my face. Just put your hand on my face.
You're really cold. Look at me. Are you sick?
No. Well, I mean, he knows I'm sick.
But hang in there. Just hang in there.
You're going to get in an accident in 2 months.
Well, get your hand off my face. Okay, I don't know what the fuck's going on here. Look, I'm not doing this.
Willy Wonka,
Cheryl, I think you're great. Joey, you seem like a nice guy. I don't this is not, I can't do this.
You're tapping out.
I'm tapping out.
All right.
Joey, it's you.
So the kid touched your face and told you you got like 2 weeks, 2 months to live or something? What did he say?
Yeah, but his eyes, they kind of like glazed over. There was a frost that occurred.
I mean, that's scary as shit, man. Yes. The kid's a goddamn psychic or something, man.
So I'm telling you, I'm asking you, you're the doctor. Is he right?
Look, I do Western medicine. Hell yeah, I believe that shit, dude. You're fucked.
Damn.
You're fucked. Dude. There's no way I can protect you. I mean, I can prescribe some of a shot. What the hell is that going to do to some witch?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Jesus.
This is what I tell you to do. Okay.
All right.
I could say, stay inside, lock the doors, all that shit. But I mean, you're just going to, something's going to happen horrifically in there and you're not going to be, you're not going to be the good look. Just go out, enjoy your life. You got 2 months. You're invincible for the next 2 months.
Sorry to interrupt, but on behalf of the other players, Doc, it's 25 to you.
Oh, yeah. 20. I'm out. So what you got to do, man, is you got to fucking live it, live it, live it. Live it, live it, live it, live it. So bet, go all in for now. Who gives? Go all in, figuratively, literally.
Okay, all right. Is it to me?
It's to you, 25.
I'm all in.
All right. Well, we didn't see that coming. Steve, it's what's that, about 6:20, 6:40.
Can you count all that quick?
400. Yeah, that's why I deal the game every week. What is happening?
Damn.
Steve?
Good math.
6:20, is that what you're saying?
6:40. 6:40 to you. Yep.
It's a big difference to me. So is it 6:20 or 6:40?
He's got you covered either way. So it's all your chips if you want to call.
All my chips.
So you're saying you believe this kid or like you've heard of this kid?
I got to see what he does. I got to see what he does.
Guys, I'm sorry. I don't want to. My sister passed away and she had a kid tell her she was going to pass away. So I would take it very seriously. But if you could be quiet for a second, I just got to.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Damn. Pair on the board. So.
Uh-huh. It's a big move.
You must be the brave, brave little boy who won a tour to my Willy Wonka's factory. May I see your golden ticket, please?
Uh-huh. Here you go.
Well, you don't have the all-access ticket. You're only able to see my break room.
What?
But it's a fantabulous, fantastic break room.
But I have to see the whole thing. I have to get all the candy so I can get my
Follow
family into this.
Follow me to the room.
Follow the Gloopa Gloopas.
Follow me to the room.
Get you to the break room.
Now, everyone was allowed to bring one relative, and who did you bring?
I brought the ashes of of my great-great-uncle.
I mean, it says
I don't know why he refers to me as ashes. It's not hilarious to anyone but him. Hello, Mr. Gwonka.
He's going to burn up.
My name is Bernie Fiesman Berg, and it's great to be here.
Well, of course, as I advise, it's best to bring whatever relative is closest to death. So that your great uncle here is the closest of all your relatives to dying.
He's supposed to die here today.
I mean, I don't get a trophy, I imagine, for it. But yes, I'm breaths away.
Okay, well, let's follow the Gloompa Gloompas right to the break room.
Follow me to the break room.
Excuse me, Quilly, if I could ask one question before we go.
Yes, sir.
I'm a little famished. If I could get a little something before I get to the break room, you got a little something to tide me over?
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, supper, downer, downer, upper, upper. Well, food is here and food is there. Well, lick the wall. Food's everywhere.
That's
FDA, get in here. we actually got a huge problem. There's been a death at Willy Wonka's food factory.
Sure, a drug case. And now you just said food, so now I take back that question.
Yep, food case. It's a homicide. Homicide food case. And
are you sure that this is an FDA thing?
The fuck did he just say, Lenny?
What is your deal, man?
Jeez. Huh?
Lenny's all the years I've worked here, we don't do homicides. We do food, we do drugs, and we do administrations.
Lenny, the food obviously killed somebody.
Lenny, we know you're like 2 months from retirement, all right? This isn't your ship anymore. Just let it go.
All right.
All right. So
I'm honestly, I cannot shake Lenny. I want to get this case out, but I mean, come on, man.
Listen, ran this administration for a long time, and I'm on my way out. So I'm just trying to pass the torch the right way. And my gut says we shouldn't do a murder case. Right, Lenny. Trained for this,
Lenny. That's a very definition of holding on to the torch, not passing it. So,
yeah, Lenny, you ran this administration for years. Then you started over at the ground floor to work your way back up.
It's the only way to do it. I wanted to prove myself again.
Well, I know you've been trying to bust Gwonka for years.
I have some intel. Weekend and this weekend,
Marcus. Hold on a second. We got to handle this Lenny thing. We can't just move on with this case.
I'd like to hear Marcus's intel.
Well, in a second, all right? Now, Lenny, okay. Where the hell were you when we beat the shit out of the CIA and FBI trying to get their hands on our karaoke?
We would have heard the new information.
Yeah, we would have. Yeah. This is a new goddamn ship.
I don't know. Maybe we hear Marcus and then we think about revoting Lenny. I think
maybe we stop having a fucking democracy, okay? And we start going top down, huh?
What does that
top
mean?
Down.
What do you think, Marcus? I'm talking convertible here. All right.
Okay. What if you two just box it out real quick? We used to do that in high school. Our gym coach.
90 years old. He's 90 years old. I'm gonna fucking.
You don't want to lose that. You don't want to lose to a 90-year-old. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah,
That's what I'm hearing.
To a 90-year-old.
I'll fuck him up. Let's go right now.
Okay. Let's go right now. Just as you're getting ready and stretching and getting ready, I have a little bit of intel.
I gotta get in the zone, man. I can't.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you guys. All right. Look. This weekend and this weekend only. Gwonka's having guests. Okay. Now you need a golden ticket. But I talked to our buddies down at the Phoebe and got one golden ticket.
Yeah.
Maybe one of us can go undercover. Now, we're working top down. I don't know where this fits in. Jesus Christ, he just knocked Lenny out. Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Dominant Heron, Madames and Messieurs. The break room.
Oh. Come with me. No, it's not as bad as I thought it
was. I was
going to
sing a fucking song. Please hold all your reactions to the end of my song.
Mr. Gwonka, we're on our break right now.
It was a really long break. Was that because we were in the break room between the end of the last verse and the start of the next?
These, sir, are my union employees. They get one 10-minute break every 3 hours.
How you doing?
That's the song?
No, I cut the song. I cut the song for time. The song was cut for time.
I misunderstood. Chocolate crackers. Right,
so what we do for a special guest is you get to close your eyes, reach into one of our lunch sacks, and take one item.
Whoa. Hold on a second. I'm not letting my great-grandson do this. Sonny boy, you going to reach into a stranger's bag?
A stranger's sack.
Oh, boy. Now it's a sack. I misunderstood.
What is this little door? Oh, there's a little chute.
Don't go in there. Don't go in there.
Oh, that door leads to, this is bad. Okay.
All right, kid. Welcome to Quiznos.
Where am I?
Quiznos. Listen, get an apron. You're going to be making sandwiches. They're hot. That's our big difference, right? No one has a choice of a cold sandwich. We're not doing that Subway crap, all right? Everything's heated. We put it in the oven. Pops out. It's heated. Good. Get an apron. Tony. Yeah, the green one.
I'm supposed to be with Willy Wonka.
Kid, you're at a Quiznos now. You use the door. You're here now. Grab an apron. Green one with the V shape at the top. Yeah.
Ching, ching.
Okay.
Hi. I'll take a sandwich, please.
Kid, under fire. Here we go.
What?
Oh, yeah. He's a trainee.
Daddy, can I get the number 4?
You're my age.
Fuck, man.
What would you guys like? What's up? Welcome to Quiznos.
I'm sorry, Great Uncle Joe. He's working at Quiznos now. That's just how the magical door works.
The magical door leads to employment. I don't care for this door so much. Listen, Mr. Willie.
You don't want him to have a steady minimum wage job?
Well, he's 11, so it seemed a little early. I had a paper out at 11, so I understand where you're coming from. Let me ask you a question. Where's all this chocolate I heard about?
Chocolate?
Yeah.
Chocolate?
I understood there was a lot of chocolate here at the factory.
Oh. We get this all the time. You're thinking of Willy Wonka.
Say again?
Willy Wonka, two W's?
Huh.
I'm Gwilly Gwonka.
Right. No chocolate.
GW, GW.
Ding right. Dong, ding dong.
Oh.
Willy, sounds like another ticket holder's at the door.
That's right. That's right. I agreed to do one of these an hour rather than just do them all at once.
And Gwilly, can you fix the doorbell?
All right. Look, you got me in your earpiece. All right. You're going to do fine in there. I just, you know, all in all, no matter what happens, we're fingers crossed that Lenny gets out of the hospital. I did not know that stool was there when his neck hit that. I mean, holy shit. Holy shit. All right. So just, right. You know, he's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. All right. So just focus up. Okay. Because it's a big time bust. All right.
Can and you must be the child for 2 o'clock. I be Gwilly Gwonka. And what relative of yours have you brought today?
Shit, were you supposed to have a relative?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Help me, help me, help me. What is that accent? What are you doing?
A kid. Being a kid.
Where are you from, little boy?
Down the street.
Down the street.
Shit.
Okay, okay, and are you undercover FDA? You have to tell me.
Hey, Daddy.
This is your dad.
My daddy.
You see, you appear to be the same age.
Oh, well, hey, it's a family trait. It's a family trait. Holy shit, I'm lightheaded.
All right, are we ready to begin the tour? And do you have your golden ticket?
I mean, the kid has a ticket. The kid has a ticket.
It looks like you ripped off the corner of a legal pad.
Yeah, well, there's a ticket. There's a ticket.
All right, look at this. We got a white van here parked with no one in it. Completely clear. It's parked in a loading zone.
What do you want to do, Sam?
Sam, what do you want to do? What do you want to do about this?
Yeah, listen. The question's got to come one at a time. You understand me?
Yeah,
it's the same question.
I didn't watch rise to the top of the parking meter authority, then reset myself to the bottom so I could train a couple of buffoons.
Right, okay. But here we are. So.
Okay. All right, so you got a white van parked here. No one's in it. Looks like there's some electronics in it. Never good. Electronics, extra electronics are never good. Say it back to me.
Extra electronics are never good. Why are we singling out that the van is white? What does that mean?
It's a good question. That's intuition right there. You got it. Okay. You got it. Phil, you got this. You got intuition. Okay. You need that gut feeling. Hit your stomach. That's your gut talking.
Thank you, boss. I still feel you're not answering the question, though.
Come with me, and you'll see the joys of Gwilly Gwonka's break room.
We have full access.
Oh, this is a full access. Well, we're still going to start with the break room. Now, we used to be a chocolate factory. Now we make soy chorizo. Everything is made of soy chorizo here. Try it. It tastes very similar to real chorizo, but it's made of soy.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
You're still out of wet, Dad.
Yeah. I am definitely out of wet. Holy shit. Oh, my God. I just got attacked. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at this. Lenny's dead. Holy shit. Lenny died.
Oh, no.
Holy shit.
No phones, please. You were supposed to check them in at the door.
Sorry, my grandpa died.
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Your grandpa lives.
What?
And he's right here behind this door.
Welcome back to Quiznos. Okay, you're going to be working here too, right? Come on in, Lenny. Grab a green apron over there. You're working next to this kid.
Hi.
Lenny, grab an apron. Get to it.
Hey, can I get a number 7 hold of the onions, please?
Lenny, hurry up.
Oh, man, I'm too old to start a new job and learn how to work at a Quiznos.
This is exciting stuff. Can I get that number 7, no onions?
Sir, I got two trainees today, all right? So if you could just give us a second.
No, Lenny. I can't give you a second. I came in here to get some food, so your trainee situation is not necessarily my problem. I go right across the street to Togo's if that's what you want.
You want to eat a cold, soft sandwich? Go do it.
They got a hot meatball sub over there that'll change your religion.
Yeah. Yeah, if you like pig meat.
No,
Mr. Gwonka, could somebody potentially eat some of this and die?
My soy chorizo? Well, sure, if it's not cooked.
That's what I thought.
That's all we needed. Get on the ground!
Get on the ground! Fuck!
You sons of bitches! You sons of bitches!
Motherfucker, you fucking piece of shit ass.
I'm not even a kid, you piece of shit ass.
I thought you were the same fucking age. And I've got the last laugh on you because I've recruited 200 kids to work for Quiznos over the years.
Okay, we'll hear from both sides' opening comments in this case. The people versus, am I saying this right, Gwilly Gwonka? We'll start with the prosecution if you want to now give us your opening remarks.
Today, you're here to listen what the state has to say.
I think he's winging it. I think he's just making this up right now.
To listen to what the state has to say?
Okay. You jury have been selected. You as a group have been selected to come in here into this room, sit behind this bar, this brown bar, which is like 3 feet high.
Sweating like crazy.
And you're going to be deciding the fate of that man who has done something horrible. That man over there, just to be clear, the guy in the suit with the red tie. That is Mr. Gwilly Gwonka. And we're here to prove the tie has, yes, it has dots on it. So it's mostly red, though.
That tie looks like chorizo.
He is guilty.
Dude, I love chorizo.
And we're going to show you how he's guilty in the following days. But you're selected to help prove. That's my
Did you see the People's versus OJ? Did you ever see the People's versus OJ?
I did. That's our, thank you.
Did you see it or not?
Sit down.
So, yeah, what do you mean? I said, oh my God, dude. Like, that'd be weird if I didn't see it. And I was like, oh my God.
No. Your Honor, Gwilly Gwonka, representing myself. Come with me and you'll see.
Damn, dude.
A bunch of beautiful chorizo.
This guy's good.
And that's scene one. Oh, man, that is just scene one. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Scene two comes to us from listener Matt, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist. My name is Matt, and I'm writing all the way from Medicine Hat, Alberta, Canada. Wow. Just wanted to say how much I love the show and think all of you do such a terrific job." Wow, he's being so nice, even for a Canadian. "I'd also like to give a shout out to the new alchemists that have been contributing to the show recently. I love you all." Well, a compliment to Atul before he even meets him. "My scene suggestion is a white-collar shotgun wedding. Keep up the great work, Matt!" Hey, listen, the bachelor party last night was really something. I didn't think, we were going to make it out of there alive, quite frankly. And I just wanted to say, today's a big day for you and the wedding and all. And I hope you guys' life together is
Orlando,
terrific.
Just get the champagne and get out, okay?
But I wanted to say how much fun I had last night. And
that's great, Orlando. I'm glad really we connected.
A lot to me. And I know we hadn't seen each other for a while before that. And you've been pretty hostile towards me ever since. But, I'm here to say God bless. I think you're doing the right thing after all.
Great. My God, it is insane. You can't find good help anywhere. You open up to them and they think that they're family all of a sudden. Jesus Christ.
Right. I'll get the champagne, sir.
Darlene, come out. It's your mother.
I don't. You can see the bump. I don't want to.
It doesn't. The bump. Bump schmump. You know I always say that. I know. He loves you. We love you. Come out of the bathroom.
Okay. Here I come.
Okay.
What do you think?
Oh, my God. It's bad, Darlene. Darlene, it's bad.
Holy shit.
Dad, stop.
Here comes your dad. Carl?
I shouldn't even be. I'm an accountant. I'm an accountant at a big four accounting firm. This shouldn't be happening to me.
What does that have to do with anything?
That's just, I'm just saying, like, I have a good job. I have a job in an office. I have a cubicle.
And what does that have to do with love and weddings and a huge bump?
I just thought my career was my first priority. And now this baby might be competing with my account.
Well, Denny, congratulations. You have to marry this woman. You see what you've done? You split the family trust. How do you feel about this?
Dad, I didn't think that it was... I was wearing protection. I don't know. It was just, I guess, a passionate night. Maybe we can figure something out other than getting married.
Like what, Denny?
I don't know. Maybe we say it's not mine. Can't you... Is it too late to turn this around?
Brilliant. Say it's not yours.
Okay. Why did I think all right.
That? Yeah. Yes.
Yes, you wanted to speak to me? Like Darlene is getting ready. Yes.
Well, I was
you can't
just
see her. You know, can't see her.
Well, I don't know. It might not matter because I think we're calling off the wedding. It turns out that I took my DNA test in, and I don't think it's mine. And so we're gonna call off the wedding. And I really regret it. I think she's wonderful. And
Carl,
don't get Carl over here. What? Please don't get Carl,
babe.
What?
He's saying he's going to call off the wedding, something about a DNA test.
Who the hell said that?
Peter.
Huh? Peter.
The man who's going to marry Danny? Your daughter. Yeah, Danny. Danny.
Oh, you're sorry. Thinking about Peter again, huh? The lost love of your life.
I just said, wow.
Of course.
Weddings remind me of him. Weddings remind me of him, okay? Jesus.
Look, he died at the altar with you. That's not my fault, all right?
Daddy, do we drink champagne now?
You can drink it all. You better get fucked up on that good champagne.
Can I get you three or four?
You give me a couple bottles. Hell yeah.
All right, Daddy.
Well, I guess, Carl, we're going to call off the wedding. My dad and I have both agreed. We looked at a DNA test, and it turns out... it turns out that it's probably not mine.
Danny, if you call off this wedding, I'm going to gouge out your eyes.
And we're going to piss in your dead skull.
Scotty, come
what
on.
If
Scotty,
my, come. Well, my dad said that this might come up. So, we're prepared to offer you $100,000. If we can just call off this wedding and we'll both go our ways.
Hey, Daddy, can I be honest with you? Take the money. Take the money.
So you're offering me $100,000.
No,
to
he's
buy
not offering
my daughter.
You. No. Darlene has a say in this.
Does she? Does she, Daddy?
Does she? I mean, she does have a say in it, but I don't think I have the heart to tell it to her. So I'd rather just you guys be the middleman between
Darlene. Come here. Her.
No, please don't.
She's
please
got
don't.
A huge bump.
Oh, those horns.
What is it,
Danny? Those goddamn horns.
Danny, I'm not supposed to see you today. It's our wedding day.
That's what I've come to say is my dad
wanna,
and I think it's best
you,
for.
You want to move the time up? Do it sooner?
No.
Okay.
No.
I like that.
It's Let's just do that it at 1 it's p.m. been it's been like 8 months since we made love. There's no way that's my baby. It's.
Are you on the groom side or bride side?
I was told it's divided according to blue collar and white collar.
Oh, I guess that means I'm on the groom side.
Well, it's confusing because the bride is clearly white collar. She has a good job at an accounting firm, but her family, other than her mother, is mostly blue collar. Right. You can tell because of their crasser accents.
Yes.
Now, totally. The groom side, I get a little confused on. There's a little white collar and a little blue collar there, so it really sit anywhere you fucking want.
Can we move on? I'm trying to get into this wedding here.
Look, we're just trying to hash it out. Blue collars on the left, white collars on the right.
I'm trying to figure out where I need to sit. I don't really know where I'm supposed to sit.
What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
Yes.
I make Hallmark cards out of stem cells.
And so do you work with – you design them or you work with your hands physically making the cards?
Can you seat this guy already so we can come in?
I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, there's been some confusion. So let me simplify this for you. If you make less than $400,000 a year, please sit to your left.
Thank you.
If you make over $400,000 a year, please sit to your right.
And when you said your left, you pointed to your left. So should I be over here or should I be over there?
There's always one fucking ass in the group asking that question. Here's a more important question, if we may. What if you make exactly $400,000 a year? How about that one, Spikey?
Am I in trouble? I'm just trying to.
No, your hair.
I got flowers.
Wow, that's Jason Statham. He famously has that $400,000 a year contract with Hollywood.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Where do I get a Keystone Light?
Keystone Light's on the left, and we have a double IPA on the right.
So you're working the event. I didn't know you were working. I thought you were a guest.
No, I'm working. I'm working the event.
Oh my god. Well, oh my god.
I'm a caterer. Well, but I make $401K a year.
Wow, that's so you own the business.
Yes. So if I was a guest, I'd be on the right.
That's amazing.
There's no Labatt's. No Labatt's beer.
Oh, I forgot the Canadian family was coming. Are you here from Medicine Hat?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get at least some moosehead.
Okay, Darlene, you've heard the proposal. Pardon the use of that word.
You don't have to ask.
Can I just say this, Darlene? Like, you really, like, when I met you, you seemed like you were, I don't know, like me. But then when I met your family, I could tell that you are not like me at all.
But Danny, how did you?
Does you that
said
make
earlier,
sense?
You said you got a DNA test, but I and the baby haven't gotten a DNA test. So what does that even mean?
Darlene, it's what my dad told me. My dad told me to say that.
Where
he
is
said
your
you guys
father?
Wouldn't get it. He doesn't want to see either of you.
What? That's
in
rude.
Fact, he's upset with me too.
Oh, great.
Don't cry, Darlene. Don't cry.
Oh, God. She's getting tears all over her bumps.
Oh, wait. Wait, those don't sound like regular tears. Slow your breathing down.
Oh, no.
Oh, get that thing back in there.
Oh, my gosh. It's a miracle.
No, it's not a miracle.
Carl, cut it.
That is scene two. We're going to call the scene on Get That Back In There. Scene three comes from some patron VIP, Brett, who wrote, "Thank you guys for the endless laughs. I've been listening since the very beginning, and there are a few things I look forward to as much as this podcast. Keep up the amazing work. Here's a scene suggestion. Sonic the Hedgehog is trying to keep his arch nemesis, Dr. Robotnik, from his latest and most nefarious scheme, federal tax evasion. Love you all, Brett."
Gloria, you let me know when my 3 o'clock is here. I'd like to get it started, please.
They're here. They've been here for a while, sir.
Gloria?
Yes?
Love you.
I love you, too.
Okay. Let's pare back the sass, though, about 17%, huh?
Well, sir, I mean, I keep on telling you 3 o'clock is here, and you keep on telling me to push it.
Right.
I have
and now
that.
I'm telling you I'm ready for my 3 o'clock, so let me know when they're here.
They're here, sir. They have been here.
Am I to understand they're here now?
Yes.
And you could send them in if I asked?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'll let you know.
Okay. So do you want me to send them in, sir?
I'll let you know.
Okay. He'll be with you in just a little bit. He's still working.
I really need to get in there. It's pretty important. I have an appointment for 3 o'clock, and it's well past 3 o'clock.
I understand that. But he's just working right now. So we'll just give him a moment, and he'll be able to get you in as soon as he can. I promise you. There is a cafeteria on the third level. And with this card here.
There shouldn't
soda.
Be enough time for me to go to the cafeteria if I have a 3 o'clock appointment. So I'd really like to, if I could just sneak in there and talk to the tax accountant.
I understand that, sir. But he's very busy, of course. This is tax season. And you know, tax season goes from January into November. So it's just, he's crazy busy. So.
Perhaps I could just give one second.
Hello?
It's me. Is he there?
Give me 1 second.
No. Hold on. By the way, stop, okay?
What?
Stop texting him. Stop calling him. Stop it all.
I'm his assistant. I have to let him know when appointments are happening.
I know what the fuck is going on.
I'm not fucking him.
Oh, okay. Did you tell him you love him?
Yes, I do love him. Worse. I care for him that's as a human worse. Being.
Okay, sure.
What?
Let me talk to him.
What? Fine. Hold on 1 second.
Bye.
Mr. Robotnik,
yes.
Your wife is online.
Yes. This is really awkward. I overheard some of that conversation there.
Okay.
Never mind. Go ahead. I can't really wait for my appointment.
Sir, can you please just back up? I will cancel your appointment if you do not back up.
So your appointment got canceled over there. And so you're looking for a new tax team.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So my colleague, Darlene, who is the one who usually handles the tax, but she's out on leave. Let's just call it leave. But we can handle your business. This is tax season, January through November. So, but we always have room for one more client. Come on in, have a seat. You like leather?
Oh, sure. Yes.
Yeah, take that leather chair. That's all you.
Okay.
Yeah. Lazy boy. best for my client. So I can see what's going on here. I'm going to assume that you have some tax write-offs that the IRS doesn't want you to have.
Well, I don't know that they don't want me to have them. I haven't really turned it in yet. I'm hoping that you could help me.
Okay, let me take a quick look at your files. Oh, looks like you got a underground lair. We can write that off.
Yes.
We got some interesting write-offs here. All right. Oh, this is very interesting. Very interesting. Ammunition. Great, great. All write-offs. Anything peculiar in this set of paper that you've given me? Anything I should know about in advance?
Honestly, it all just, I wouldn't know what peculiar is. I'm not a tax guy.
Peculiar is, the word means like odd or not normal.
Oh, no, I get the word peculiar. I just wouldn't be able to pick peculiar out of this pack of paper.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Ace, I don't understand why you have an underground cave and all this 9mm ammunition. What the hell's going on?
It's for my pet detective business. I need to make sure that I have lots of tranquilizers and many different things that I could use to, you know, save animals.
I get the saving animals, but the 9mm rounds. I mean, dude, you're stockpiling. The FDA is going to know for sure that you bought all this.
I don't think the FDA works with things like this.
I think they do because little bits of food are inside every bullet.
That can't be true.
Open up one of the bullets.
All righty then, I'll do that right now. Well, it's powder.
Eat it. Boss, explain how this is in our jurisdiction again.
Okay. Okay, top down, all right? Sure. Isn't that how we do it?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
What, does it involve food and or drugs?
Yes, it does. Why do I keep explaining this, okay? Now, for the last time, no one bring up Lenny, okay? Stop bringing up Lenny for the last time, okay? If anyone, just, you're fired if you do.
I went to
you're
a Quiznos
the one who
the
always
brings
him up.
Okay, no Quiznos, no Lenny, okay?
I swear to God, he made me a tuna melt.
And Roger, I heard
He's
you say
dead.
Lenny.
He's dead.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Listen, guys, I was undercover at an ammo factory, all right? We were making bullets. Just get a hold of yourself. Stop crying.
Tears
have so many bumps.
Oh, shit. He hit the stool.
Oh, God. This is like that best movie of...
What was it? 2004?
It's not like a movie. 2004? It's like what he did to Lenny earlier when he killed Lenny.
Oh, my God. That's twice that...
Well, I mean, we would have been able to save him, but it looks like he was on the ground for 20, 25 minutes before any help was given. Is that correct?
It's nothing funny, Doctor. What's so funny?
I'm sorry, right? I was just thinking of something very hee-hee-ha-ha.
Well, do you want to share? Because we just had a horrible day.
Yeah, we'd like to laugh.
I would love to. Just so in your minds, imagine a little tiny hamster, but it's got human legs and human arms.
That's good.
A hamster?
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a tiny body. It's just like a little potato with the...
Oh, I kept the limbs at human size, so I thought it was a very big hamster.
No. I said, imagine. Now you see it.
That's funny. And I flipped it.
No. How the hell would it move around?
First of all, Mr. Carey, let me just say on behalf of the whole team here, we're super excited that you're doing the voice of Dr. Robotnik. And if we could just jump in on page 7 there, that's the first bit there for Dr. Robotnik. And
all right.
Listen, just have fun with it and let's lay down what you're feeling.
Love to, again, super excited. And go ahead, take your own cue.
Bob, I think he wants to be called Ace. I know, yeah. It's crazy. He's in the character. No,
you're right. Okay. So Ace, whenever you're ready, appreciate it.
All right, thank you. All right.
And sound
so speed.
Peep
seven.
Oh, sound speed.
Can I get the three beeps?
Beep, beep, beep.
All right, Sonic, you're going to be going to the Green Hills, and if I catch you one time stealing any golden rings...
Hey, Ace, can I just stop you right there? Thank you. It's sure. Going great, first of all.
Oh, good.
Super excited that you're here, and you're bringing all that energy. That's really something. Let's see if we can enter into, I don't know, the 21st century with the way people speak. So, I mean, this
character... I don't know what you're talking about.
This character's timeless, but that rhythm feels a little like the 90s. So just keep that in mind. The back of your way back.
Well, in fairness, Sonic the Hedgehog is from the 90s, if not the late 80s.
That's exactly right.
I'm just trying to stay real with it.
And I appreciate that, and I assume that's where you're coming from. But we're introducing a whole new audience to Dr. Robotnik.
What the hell is this? I mean, it's just Jim Carrey and his Ace Ventura shit and our goddamn sound producer fighting each other. You give me 8 hours worth of tape like this. Is anything usable? What the hell is this?
Podcast.
What?
Two words.
Is there anything? Podcast is two words?
No, I'm just, that's all.
Talk to me normal. Don't do this. Don't do this. Talk to me normal.
Listen, Tim and I are partners. We get to this level. And we deliver, all right? You know the last project we worked on? The Alberta Conquest. Yeah, that was us.
That was us.
So, do you want some ka-ching?
Do you want some ka-ching or some kano? You know what I mean?
Get the fuck out of my office.
No, wait. Podcast. It's the future.
We'll take this. We'll take this to your competitor.
We'll go right over.
Do it. Do it.
We got 8 hours here.
Do it.
All right, guys. I'm running a brick and mortar podcast store, and I'm losing my shirt on this. You know, so if there's anything that can turn it around, I'd love to hear it.
My colleague Tim's going to take the lead at this point.
Are you familiar with one Ace Ventura?
Yeah. Jim Carrey movie from the 90s. Sequel that was worse.
Right. Great. So you know who Jim Carrey is.
Yeah, I know who Jim Carrey is.
You familiar with Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yes.
And are you familiar with the podcast Serial?
Yeah. I run a brick and mortar podcast store. I took over at Amoeba Records, so I've got, you know, thousands of square footage to fill with podcasts, okay?
Amoeba Records, that's like a Tower Records.
Yeah,
Sam Goody.
Tower Records.
Yeah. Mostly a California thing, but yeah.
Ah, okay.
So let me ask you again. Are you familiar with Ace Ventura?
Yes, Ace Ventura, Sonic, Serial.
Jim Carrey.
Put it all together for me.
That's just it. Are you familiar with a blender?
Stop asking if I'm familiar with most things, okay?
Most things?
My partner should probably take it over there.
All right, try me.
Do you know the biggest building in the world?
The Louvre?
Okay, maybe you don't know everything in the world.
The Louvre's pretty big. Okay. Ever been there?
That was good.
I have. I did a residency at the Louvre.
Oh, you did? What was your specialty?
Podcast.
We got to get this patient into the classics room stat. Hurry, we're going to lose him.
Sacre bleu!
Hurry! Oh my god, this knife wound is deep. What are we thinking? What palette? What kind of palette?
Sacre bleu.
Henry, what are you thinking?
Oh
my gosh.
He saw all kinds of people die there. Okay?
Okay.
And we're bringing that expertise here to your storefront in the form of a podcast people need.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's the end of your pitch?
The end of it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Look, I got 2,000 copies of Gwilly Gwonka and the Chorizo Factory that I can't unload, okay? So, look, the podcast. I'm drowning here.
Have you? I'm not a pitch guy, but have you ever thought about just serving coffee here as well? So people come in, they look for a podcast, they look for, they flip through, they see some stuff, and then they're like, "I'll have a cup of coffee."
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Okay,
I like that.
Okay. Now, we're just freestyling here, so don't take me at my word.
Oh, that's good. I love it. I love freestyle. Okay.
So you said. So, are you familiar with the letters C and D? Just in general.
Yes. Yes, I'm a native English speaker.
Good to know. Okay. So people are having their coffee. They're flipping around. Maybe they're looking through some CDs.
Hmm? Look, are you talking down to me because I sound blue collar? Because I do.
We got a guy.
I make $400,000 a year.
We know a guy at the Food and Drug Administration. We'll get you a permit to sell coffee like that.
Oh, the fitties.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. Yeah, if you get me with the FDA, absolutely.
There's a bar just around the corner. We can swing by. You can meet the guys. They can meet you. And we can have a done deal.
Hey, let's get another round over here, huh? These guys aren't going to drink themselves.
Anyways, you said somebody new is coming by today?
What did you mean by that?
It's an inside joke. You got to be one of the FDA guys to get it.
Okay, all right, coming up soon. Order up.
That fucking guy, huh? Anyways, wanted a new, you got some new recruit or something coming by today? What were you saying there?
I was saying that, yeah.
So who's coming by? Who's bringing who?
It's a new recruit. I don't want to blow it. The whole point is a goddamn surprise. I was trying to be as vague and as like you know, covert as possible to kind of like tantalize you. And
all right,
here we are, guys. Here we are, two beers.
Thanks.
They ain't going to drink themselves.
Whoa. Why didn't you bring a tray? You grabbed them from the goddamn top. You got your fingers all over the goddamn.
Tommy, why don't you cut the guy
glass.
A little slack? Thanks, Petey. We appreciate that very much.
I'm not going to cut him slack. I see you there working with cheese and shit. Then you got to bring my beer with the. No, get off.
Tommy.
Let me tell you something right now. Let me tell you
Tommy,
something right now, buddy.
Is this you about you and Connie?
Get the hell off me. Bring her name up.
Mr. Carey, please open up. Mr. Carey?
I'm not here.
Mr. Ventura, will you please open the door?
All righty then.
IRS, we have some questions for you.
Oh shit. Sorry, not here right now.
I'm looking right at you.
Move your foot out of the door.
Nope. Okay, I'm coming in. Okay, what a place here. What a place. Okay.
Who's that?
This is my friend.
Why are you scared of my body?
Get off of me, ma'am. I'm here to talk to Mr. Ventura.
Well, after you're done talking to him, maybe I have some questions you can answer.
Take your hands out of my pants, miss.
I want to see if there was a watch in there.
What? Look, Mr. Carey, I'm not just from the IRS. I'm also a huge fan, okay?
Oh, well, then I'm sure that we can do something about this.
About what?
Whatever it is that you're here for.
Maybe there is.
Yeah, hi. I was told you had some penis watches. Is that right?
Yeah, we got penis watches. I got vulva watches. I got clit watches.
I would love to just see the penis watches. I'm looking for something in a Rolex, if you have
You them. Come to this store, you're going to get 100% quality. I just don't want you to be limited by penis watches, all right? I can show you a nipple watch. Blow your fucking mind. This thing is not
I understand.
Even, it's not even made in this country. All right.
It's just that when I have a lady over and she reaches down my pants to see what time it is, if you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm. I know.
I want her to feel some class and some expensive merchandise.
Yeah.
Wow, Barry, this has been a wonderful night. No, go ahead. Give me a kiss. And I'm going to explore. What the fuck is that?
You don't like.
What the fuck is that on your dick?
It's a Rolex, baby.
What?
Well,
you're a maniac.
Yeah, I can definitely see. I mean, that wasn't real silver, and that ring around your penis, that's going to stay there. I don't know how we're going to get that off, but yeah, that's tarnish. That's 100%. Sorry, I don't know what to tell you other than I can snip it off. You know,
what does the sound mean then? What does that refer to?
Yeah, it was a poor sound for scissors, but ship, you know, I can just.
Excuse me. No. Where's the Mona Lisa?
Should be if you see that sign right there that says Mona Lisa.
Uh-huh.
Okay, turn left there,
You're going to walk down maybe 2-3 miles, all right? You're going to take a tunnel down. There's going to be a train you're going to enter, right? They're going to ask you for your ticket. It's the same ticket that you bought. Don't think you have to buy a new one, all right? That's going to take – you're going to get off on Stop de Perrier, all right, just like the drink. You're going to pop right out there, all right? You're going to run up the stairs. You got to go quick because there's loose dogs over there.
I need your train ticket. That's a museum ticket.
Oh, okay. Give me one. I have a notepad here. Will that work?
Notepad? No. Listen, I know there's some people giving misinformation, saying your ticket to the Louvre gets you onto the train. Not true. All right? This isn't Hogwarts.
So then I tore off a piece of legal notepad. So
yeah, I don't know. That might be an American thing. I'm not quite sure, but it's not.
You seem American. Are you American? Where are you from?
No, I just went to a boarding school.
Where?
In Detroit.
Me too. I'm from Detroit.
Oh
this D-Town?
Look at this tattoo I got.
Holy
right
shit.
Right on my chest.
Go Tigers.
Yeah, big fan.
Is that a watch? Is that a watch in your nipples?
Yeah. You want to know the time?
Please.
Yeah. It's 2:15 p.m.
Oh, so I'm trying to catch the 2:16 train. I think, a couple of...
From one Tiger fan to another, right?
Hey, Motown Phillies back again.
That's about Philadelphia.
All right, I see you, bud.
And that's our show for today. Beautiful. Thank you all so damn much. Let's go around the horn, as they say, starting with Craig Kakowski.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at Kakowski, or for my podcast at Craigslist PCast. You can listen to Craigslist Spooky Times, where Carla and I watch 31 Halloween-related movies in 31 days.
I'm loving the podcast. Don't forget, there are 10 O's in Spooky. 10 O's in Spooky. Thank you, Craig. Chris Alvarado, thanks so very much, buddy.
Thank you. I love being here. I love that Atul's here. This is so much fun. Craig, honest question. Do you get scared watching these movies?
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. Wow. I like it. I like a little vulnerability. Sure. Thank you.
I'm not for that. Don't I get scared?
Well, I don't know if they're exclusive. James Heaney.
I just want to say how grateful I am that Atul's here. Little known fact, maybe people know, when the West Side Comedy Theater was West Side Eclectic, the very first improv class I took there, Atul was in it. And I miss him. I'm glad that he's here.
Well, we appreciate that. I'm not sure how anyone listening would have known you, but thank you.
Well, I mean, the people, like, I don't know, I might have told the story to you, Kevin. Yeah. I was talking to you.
Right. No, I'm sure the people listening. People listening definitely knew you were talking to me. Atul, thank you so damn much.
Thank you. Much love to everyone here. That was great. It's always fabulous to listen to, and now it's just been an honor to be a part of it.
So you'll please come back then.
Yeah, and anytime you want Below Duck stuff, man, just holler at your boy.
Okay, great.
It's usually going to be like a hate-filled rant, but it'll be worth it.
Right. You're excited for the next season starting November 2nd?
Yeah, I don't know much of that crew, but I'm excited always.
Yeah, we love Captain Lee for the salty dog nature and the ridiculous Captain Lee isms that he drops.
Yeah, he's a boss. He is a boss.
Yeah, though. He's definitely a boss. Yeah, I'm a big.
Is Captain Lee the one who wears gold all the time? He's like
yes, fitted out. He does have a gold medallion.
He's like, that's a captain, dude. That's what a captain looks like.
Very old school. I dig Glenn a lot, too.
Glenn goes by Glenn. That's what you need. That's why you like him. He doesn't go by Captain Glenn.
He's sweet. He's a sweetheart.
Yeah. He is a sweetheart, and he roll up his sleeves and get the actual work done. Yeah. It's pretty well, listen. I'm just glad Hannah's out of the business completely. Joey Greer.
Hey.
Where can folks find you on the socials and/or internet?
They can't find me on the socials. I'm off, which I recommend everyone to take a break from for a little bit, maybe 2 weeks, maybe a month. Just see
all right. What are you, Jesus Christ?
Follow me. But check me out on Twitch. I'm doing BS comedy. Bear Supply's doing shows every Wednesday, usually around 7 o'clock. James likes to sporadically change the time on us because he's just that kind of fun dude. But check us out there. The videos still live there. And I believe you can check out our past shows on our YouTube.
of Bear Supply. Mm-hmm.
And if you weren't mentioning those shows here on this podcast, how would you promote them?
Email. I'd ask you for your email.
Email. Yeah, that's great. Appreciate that. let's thank our engineer and producers to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking each and every damn one of you. It means the world to us that you're listening and that you're writing to us and letting us know what you think of every one of us. Continue to do so. Write a review if it doesn't kill you, damn it, and tell everyone you've ever met. And please look out for each other when you go outdoors. Wear a mask. Until next time.
How can we do
this?
A dip.